Stakeholders in the gas and energy sector are reminded of the need to ensure that all the necessary international best standards are designed and put into practice before investors come in to pollute the sector. In an interview with Radio Ghana, a technocrat, Dr. J.D.K. Annan, said although meaningful strides have been made in the gas sector, more needs to be done in terms of standards. He spoke to George Ankara.
As for standards, they are inexhaustible. But then, since we are in the emerging state as an oil and gas producer, we are far, far, far short of even the baseline, you know, standards in terms of what we have adopted so far. Percentage-wise, probably, I wouldn't want to mention. So it shows that we need to have technical, intellectual, and administrative cohesion in these things.
What do you mean by that?
No, when you're going into a very new area like the oil and gas, number one, you have to look at the best practices. Learn from those who are the experts. Now, they have established internationally recognized standards. And that is where you start from. Now, because there will be a lot of prospectors trying to come in, that is when we have to be very, very careful. So many people will come, there will be a lot of charlatans. And let me emphasize again, a lot of charlatans, and that is where we have to be worried. Others will come and pass on their very bad practices to us in the guise of collaboration and whatnot. And when you don't take care, means that you're going to start on a very, very weak foundation.
What role are you playing in streamlining these standards so that we have a strong footing or background?
Yeah, unfortunately, my role is purely ad hoc, in the sense that the National Technical Committee on Oil and Gas, which works under the auspices of the Ghana Standards Authority, cannot really work at the sort of pace I reckon would actually help in letting us weed out a lot of the bad nuts. Why do I say this? We started these ventures before we even started the work on the standards. Despite a lot of prudence, it looks like we are still well behind. But what I will advise is that even from the little that we've done, one can notice that certain mandatory design aspects regarding the design of the oil and gas system are lacking. So it's not too late, but I think once again, let's establish the technical, intellectual, and administrative cohesion that will be in the best interest of this country.